Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
Hey, how you doing, you cheeky chickens?
Scott, how are you doing?
Oh, man, that is too complicated to explain. I have a wide array of emotions mixed together, flowing, intertwining. This is a special moment for our podcast, as I just said off recording.
It's almost as big as when Richard Branson announced Virgin Space.
Yeah.
We thought Richard Branson had done it all. He's done planes. He's done hotels. He's done gyms.
Now he wants to do space.
Man, all I want to do is him. I don't care if he's 70. I love you, Richard.
You're cooked, gun.
Yeah.
You're cooked.
Yeah.
Can I hit you with a little story before we get into this very, very deep emotional...
Oh, you've got a tale, do you?
I do, actually.
Okay.
Well, after work today, I was a little bit peckish, so I decided to go get myself a burger and
go get
myself a cannoli and a chocky milk.
The classic meal, typically a burger is a patty in between two slices of bread, or well, usually a burger bun.
To our American audience, you would call this a chicken sandwich. But it is a chicken burger in Australia.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yes, it's a very good burger too. It is the Alabama burger.
Okay.
And it's got a bit of chili
mayo.
For the brothers and the sisters. You know, it's got a little bit of chili mayo. It's got a bit of like grilled pineapple. Oh, you don't know where this is going. Well, then we add the chicken and it's Kentucky Fried Chicken, basically.
So
right?
From KFC?
No, not from
KFC.
From Galston Grill.
Okay.
That is a plug for a very great business that serves very good food. Go there right now. Go buy some food right now. Anyways, I was snacking down on all this food in a sports center car park because it's my new favorite snack spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good car park just to chill, you know.
Got nice scenery.
No, it's
asphalt.
It's beautiful asphalt.
Asphalt.
They did
leveled.
No, it's completely off center,
okay.
And it's got potholes
I'm
everywhere.
Just trying to find the positives here.
Yep.
Curb, is it nice and curb?
The curb's great.
Yeah. Okay. Nice
job.
And clean.
No.
Okay.
It's filthy.
It smells nice.
So I'm looking through Facebook.
Yep.
And it's, you know, smelling mediocre.
Okay.
And I notice Daniel Radcliffe's face pop up in my feed. And I'm like, okay, this looks interesting. I like Daniel. So I click on it and I realize he's doing, wait for it, a Weird Al biopic movie.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Oh, is that your story?
That's my story.
Oh, fuck, that's great, yeah.
No, I was so surprised. And then I looked at him, I'm like, wow, that is funny as fuck.
Wow, oh, wow.
Anyways, the afro that they put on him looks hilarious. It looks like a wig, but
yeah,
it's so funny, and I will see it.
Keep up with your news, mate. We should see that for the podcast. When's it come out?
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Way to get the details, bitch.
Man, I really thought I was going to surprise you with that one because I was just... taken aback by that.
You can't surprise me with movie news. You know that I am always on point. If there's anything happening in the world of movies or TV...
You're on it.
I'm there.
Your brain is like a movie encyclopedia.
Ask me one thing about a movie and I'll tell you.
Okay, what about the movie of 1912?
1912 didn't exist.
Yeah.
Ever.
What about the movie Rango?
Rango? I've heard of it. Probably 2011, starring Johnny Depp.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm pretty good, eh?
You're pretty good. You have the information.
Well, speaking of Daniel Radcliffe, we watched Toy Story today.
Toy Story.
I'm just going to get straight into it and say Mr. Potato Head is the GOAT.
He is the GOAT. What a great character. He's so witty, isn't he?
Yeah.
You don't pick up on that wit when you're a child, but then when you get older, all the jokes are coming flying through and all the puns constantly. It's just hilarious. He's having a jab at Woody every second and teasing him about Buzz. He's digging into that jealousy of Woody, and it's, man, a great character. What was the actor that played him? He passed away.
Don Rickles, I believe.
Don Rickles. He's got such an iconic voice, too.
Don Pickles? No,
Don
no.
Pickles.
It's got to be Don Rickles.
Mrs.
Right?
Potato Head. Mrs. Potato,
Potato
Head.
Mrs.
Potato
Head. Yeah, Don Rickles. Don Rickles. Don Rickles.
Oh, man.
I think. Let me double check.
That's fine. You can double check all the way. Can I add a little point onto that?
You can add a little point to that.
The dynamic duo, Ham and Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, yeah.
They bounce off each other like it's no tomorrow. It's just jokes left, right, and center. Just absolutely fantastic.
Where is Don Rickles?
Damn, you're really taking a while to find
these
facts,
man. I'm
so
sorry for the delay.
Yeah, this is...
there we go, yeah.
This is a little bit hardcore.
I was right from the start.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
The visual gag of him grabbing his lips and chucking it on his ass as well. Kiss my ass in the background. Very good. Is this a G movie or a PG?
I think it's a G movie. I'm looking over at the case. We watched this on DVD, by the way, because obviously we have... three of the Toy Story movies on DVD.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah, that's obvious. You know, you should know that.
Well, yeah, we had a Disney Plus subscription, but I just didn't want to like revitalize it. I'm a bit loose. I'm a bit tired.
You're
of
jumping
money.
Out of in and out of subscriptions at the moment.
I'm tired of money at the moment.
Yeah. No. That's quite respectable. Well, I just want to say, you know, credit to the writers because the whole concept of Toy Story in of itself. Is just genius. Just having toys, you know, live secret lives behind, you know, the playtime thing just puts so much imagination into kids' minds. Like, they would have gone home from seeing this movie like, oh, are my toys alive? Can I catch one, like, moving when I'm not, like, there and stuff?
Am I going to get traumatized like Sid and then just, like, have a mental breakdown and probably, like, have mental issues for the rest of my life?
We will 100%. Deep dive into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But seriously though, just it's just so genius, and what a great movie to start off for Pixar. It defines every movie that comes later. It's just wow, it's so well written.
I wonder how toys know how to behave in this universe.
Because Woody says, "All right, we're going to break a few rules."
What rules? Remember
when he's talking to the mutant toys, the Sid experiment toys? He's like, okay, we're going to break a few rules, but we can do this, when he's making the plan to save Buzz.
Oh, yeah. The rules is you don't, like, talk to humans.
That's
but like,
right.
How are you knowing that, but then Buzz didn't know that?
That's the thing I was wondering too, because he thinks he's a space ranger, but Andy's playing with him and he's being like still. He must just have like a reflex. It just must be a thing for toys in this universe. That just, I can't explain logic.
It must be like where Buzz is made. He must be made in some like, must be like a private like a private company that makes him.
And he wasn't exposed to any other toys on the production line or something like
that.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the reason behind his brainwashing? Like, that's such a interesting thing. It's this. We're
not a problem because we'll get to this, but obnoxious Buzz is. Best Buzz.
Yeah.
But
wait, oh, when he loses his mind.
No.
Oh, no,
when
he thinks, obnoxious Buzz.
Yeah, where he thinks he's like...
He thinks he's a space ranger.
Yeah, that... Oh, hands down, best Buzz.
So good.
But hang on. Bloody...
Pull the brakes on that.
Hang on. That's it. Yep, turn it just to the left a little bit. Yep. Check your blind spot.
Oh, hang on a second. Yep. Oh, fuck, I forgot to check my blind
check
spot.
Check your blind spot. Yep, all right. And go. You're good.
Thanks, mate. You really guided me through that L's test.
Where were we?
We were talking about Buzz, and we were also talking about the sentience of toys.
Yeah, I don't know how, because...
How they know to just be still around humans. I think it's just...
I think Buzz is just an exception.
Well, his whole production line is the exception. They all don't know that they're not toys.
Yeah, well...
No, that they are toys.
That's right. We won't jump into the other movies too much, but in Toy Story 2, which we will talk about...
They all think they're space rangers as well. Yeah,
yeah,
we see
right.
The same thing, and it's a very interesting thing diving into the psyche of toys. It's, I mean, it's unlimited what they can do because they've literally created this.
Yeah,
it's.
I think this movie as well. We watched it on DVD, so wasn't as good quality.
But
it's been restored for Disney Plus, as you know. But still, all the toys and all the plastic and everything just looks so good.
Oh, wow.
Humans looked a little weird.
Yeah.
Now. So like, they've dated.
They fell a little bit into the uncanny valley, you know, when it looks a bit off.
Yeah. Andy.
They
I was about to call him Addy. What the fuck's going in my head?
What are you doing, man? You need to, like, lay off those
Red
Bulls.
Let me check my foot. Oh, that's why.
Oh, you having a stroke.
Oh, it's a babe's number. I got a babe called Annie's number and she wrote on my foot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I check my blind spot.
In permanent ink, too.
Yeah. I check my blind spot, and she was there.
What would you do if you...
like Rex.
What would you do if you woke up and someone wrote their name on your foot? Like, you're at a party, and you're, like, blacked out drunk, and you wake up, and you're like, what the fuck is going on here? That's basically what happened to Buzz.
Yeah.
He was abused with a permanent marker.
Nah, but it's wholesome, though, because it's Andy.
Good. Yeah.
Andy looks good. I think it's just the mum looks kind of weird and other people.
Pixar hadn't figured out how to do humans correctly yet, but they were very much on their way.
Like
in the next
toys.
Few years, they...
Their toys, they're plastic, right?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, wow.
The parachutes even look crinkled perfectly when came down.
The soldiers, yeah, they were also very, very cool characters. Just, there's so much adventure. The whole movie just takes you from setting to setting, and it changes the mood, but in a really nice paced way. It just feels so natural and smooth.
Mm.
Okay, I want to talk
like
about...
honey.
Sorry?
Smooth like honey.
Smooth like honey.
Maybe yellow box honey.
I want to talk about setting for a second.
Or Manuka.
Yeah.
Move on, boy.
The setting, the comparison between Andy's room and Sid's room is so cool.
Yeah. One has
the blue setting with the clouds.
Yep. That's your first point.
That's my first point for this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that my point would be the biggest difference. You have Andy with a nice Buzz Lightyear bed.
Yes.
And you have Sid with barbed wire on his bed. Like, who the fuck lets their child have barbed wire on their bed head? This guy's going to wake up one day with his stupid alarm, and he's just going to cut his head. I mean, his head's already munted.
He probably wanted it to be cut. Sid is just such an evil character, man. Oh, he's just a fucking cunt.
Sid's got to die with, like, mental issues after all of this.
Do we want to get into the Sid trauma? Do we just want to dive into it right now?
Yeah,
Okay.
Let's do a Sid spiel.
Sid spiel. Was that pretty good?
Yeah. One more time.
Sid spiel. That wasn't as good.
Yeah. Bit more gusto.
I kind of fucking wrecked it.
There. One last time. 3, 2, 1.
Sid spiel.
That's right.
That was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you want to talk about,
well,
Sid?
I just want to talk about how the whole point of his character is to prove a point that look after your valuable things, and like if you learn to look after things early in your life, you will look after things properly for the rest of your life. It's all about education there. And really it's so important to just be mindful of things, regardless whether they're yours or not. It's just common courtesy to not treat stuff like shit.
Yeah.
Don't just break stuff for the sake of it, you know?
And don't be a dick.
He is a total dick. And there's probably a lot of reasons and backstory for this in his character. I would probably say family issues.
Well, I mean, his dad just looked like
he was just on the lounge, just like dead.
I guess we can presume that he just drinks and that.
Yeah.
But I reckon Andy's mum's single as well.
She is single. I'm pretty sure Andy's dad passed away.
I reckon
I think he
cheated on him.
No.
Woody.
Okay, bro. You have just taken this way too far. I'm about to reach over this table and...
And what? Pull my string and then get your snake out of your boot?
Reach for the sky.
Oh, now you've ruined it. Now you've ruined it.
No, man.
Even his toys didn't talk because they'd just been so trauma. Like, you just felt bad for them.
They've been cut up and stuff. Like, I assume their internal voice boxes have just been severed. Maybe they chose not
think,
to speak.
Yeah, that,
as well.
That, they didn't. They chose some of them. I reckon could still speak, but chose not to speak.
Because you saw the car with the arms whisper to the people in the sandpit.
Yeah.
So they probably were speaking, but they're like too scared to say anything because they're just fucked up.
Yeah, I felt bad for them. I used to, like, as a kid, be like, oh no, weird. I like it when it's happy and we're seeing Pizza Planet and shit. But
yeah,
as a man now,
yeah, as a mature big boy,
yeah, I can appreciate the Sid stuff a lot more. It's like, damn, we really get to see like Buzz's arc here, and
yeah,
Woody's arc and sad stuff here.
I mean, the whole point of Sid really, like, you got to give it to him. That whole scene really brings Buzz out of his shell.
Yeah.
He becomes a toy.
He watches the best commercial ever.
Oh my God.
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. The greatest action figure ever.
Not a flying toy.
Not a flying toy.
Buzz being depressed is just so relatable. Oh, so heartbreaking. I just look at that and I go, well, Buzz's whole story is relatable because it's like you think that you can do anything. You know, I always thought, whoa, okay,
yeah,
I can actually achieve my dreams. And then, like, I guess the world and reality is like the commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
And then being depressed is like, oh, okay, no, I can't achieve anything in life. I'm a failure.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm a failure. There is nothing good for me anymore.
Yeah, so that Buzz scene, eh?
That Buzz scene was nuts, dude.
Oh, the man, the way his wings...
Whoa!
The way that he jumped up those stairs, whoa!
Bro, he's, like, falling with style in the room when he, like, went around the plane and the Hot Wheels track.
Oh,
that was sick.
Okay, that scene is so good because he really thought he flew then.
Yeah.
Because if he opened his eyes, he would have figured it out just then. And that would have changed the entire course of the movie. But the fact that that little detail was there with him closing his eyes as he flies there. Oh, man. It gives me the warm and fuzzies, dude. This movie just pays so much attention to detail.
Yeah, and that's when Buzz is in, like, full headspace of being a space ranger. Like, all the arguments between Woody and Buzz are just... The little quick wit.
Buzz light beer?
Light beer and then light snack. Listen here, light snack. Buzz light snack or whatever.
Okay. One of my favorite character moments is when Woody's like, you are a child's plaything.
Yeah.
It's like he's losing his fucking mind. I can't get through to this dude.
That was Tim Allen's favorite line.
You are a sad, strange little man.
All right, Oh yeah, you're a child's plaything is what Woody says. Sorry.
Yeah, and then
you are a sad, strange little man and you have my pity.
he just walks off like, oh my God.
Yeah, they're like those little things are just top tier. Whenever like they're having their little arguments, then Buzz thinks he's an actual space ranger.
Yeah.
I think it kind of loses that charm just a little bit in the future movies. We'll talk about this, especially because, you know, you watch 2 and 3. Usually when we watch them, it's like we don't do a Toy Story marathon, but in this sense, we will.
Yeah.
So
I've done a Toy Story marathon before.
Oh, shut up, scum.
I did a solo Toy Story marathon and I got very emotional.
Now, what are you, you lonely sod? Listen here, donut. I'm talking. I have the floor. And I'm saying... That Buzz is the best in this movie.
Oh, he is. Jeez. No, you were so correct. He is he's the best Buzz in this movie.
Yeah. Damn. Good job. Let's shake hands.
Yeah, I'm going to shake your hand for that.
We shook hands. There's no sound effect for a shaking hand.
Because
deal with it.
Why would you put a sound effect
fucking
for a shaking
deal with it.
Stop being a fucking idiot.
Leave a 5-star review.
Do it now. We'll shit in your letterbox.
Tell your friends to listen to the podcast.
Just do it.
I'm waiting. Come on.
Man. Okay. Well, Slinky. Let's get on to Slinky.
Oh, yes.
He is the wholesome companion. I'm just going to read what I wrote.
Okay.
The wholesome companion. He really brings the supportive energy, man.
Every person, if you don't have a friend who's a Slinky, if you have a friend who's a Slinky, you've got a friend for life.
Slinky is the most loyal, and the fact that he's a dog is even more wholesome.
And when he was sad Slinky, it crushes you.
He gave up on Woody for a second.
Yeah.
And that you could see how hurt he was. Man, this is animation. This is fucking polygons and pixels, man.
Yeah. But really, we're stuck in the Matrix that everything's polygons and pixels. Wake up to yourself, bitch.
Exactly. We are in high definition.
Or even like...
Thanks, Jesse.
The...
bitch.
Bitch. Even like the start with the checkers and it's like, yo, we got to play checkers. It's like, these homies have been like playing checkers.
For years and years.
I mean, I'd play chess, but obviously Andy doesn't own it. You know?
I wonder how old Slinky is as a toy. because he seems like an old soul.
Yeah.
And I know, well, okay, we're skipping movies again, but Woody is an old toy as well. He's from a very old production line. Like, we're talking like 50s or 40s or something like that. It's black and white, very old school.
All right.
But this is in the, this is set in the late 90s.
Yeah. 99.
I think someone's done a theory on this. I don't know if it was film theory, but...
I've heard of them. 95.
I think Woody is a hand-me-down toy.
All right.
I have a theory. I've heard that theory from somewhere. I watched it online, probably. But I feel like maybe Slink and Woody have been together for longer than just with Andy.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
That's why they're just so close. And he's like, you know, he's the best friend on the farm, Slink.
Yeah, and you know? Slinky, when he, like, risks his life and, like, go... He's Slink went straight.
Yeah.
That would have been agonizing for the man.
Can we talk about the anatomy of toys for a second? Like, how much pain do they feel?
I mean, Buzz, decent amount of pain, I guess. Like, when they were having the fight and Woody's fingers got stuck in Buzz's helmet.
Oh, what did you say? Top 10 anime battles?
Yeah. Something like that. And then when Buzz falls out of the... when Buzz loses his arm.
That fight...
That was top 10 saddest anime deaths.
That fight was more brutal than the whole of Kill Bill.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No.
Fucking stupid thing.
No, bro. There were some good hits there. There were some good connections.
Yeah, that was pretty accurate.
They can get away with some good things with rubber.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh, man, just the characters, they're just written so well, and they all mold and have their own spot. They all have their own spot in the script, and they don't pass it. Like Bo Peep, she's the love interest, but she's also the hope for Woody. You know, when all of them lose hope, Bo Peep doesn't.
Mm.
Like, she still wishes that Woody was there.
Yeah. Obviously, she wants a bit of Woody.
She wants a bit of Woody. Yeah.
I will say that
she's going to get someone to mind the sheep.
Yeah. I will say that Andy did just like he's not very good with his toys. He just goes and full on just slaps the shit out of Woody.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, what are you doing? I thought you meant to love your toy. And he just, like, fucking smacks him.
He's just
plays... Well, at the start, he just, like, why would you give Mr. Potato Head to your sister and just let him drool all over? That just kills me every time I say that.
It does. That is a rough part, I will admit.
Yeah.
But I think, look, he is a very dynamic player.
He's an idiot.
I love Andy so much. He reminds me of young me.
What, you used to smack your toys?
No, I was much more careful with my toys when I was little.
That's what an Andy would say.
Oh, jeez. It makes me want to be a kid again, this whole movie.
Yeah, well, read like a kid in year one, comprehension.
Okay, all right. I'm going to get into a little bit of acting specific with actors and things, all right? We're going to get a little bit filmish. Tom Hanks. Let's go, Tom Hanks. Wow. He pulls off a really top-notch performance in this. Just his expression and his ability to make all those different voices, like, so extreme. I don't know how to explain it, but
when I was referencing the movie. There.
Oh yeah, okay.
I said Hannah.
Oh Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very expressive.
He's born to be a voice actor, and it's. Not every live action actor can do that. This is a special talent to be able to do both.
Yeah,
Tom Hanks. Like, love him or hate him, he's spitting facts. And he does a very, very good job.
So yeah, he's good. He's very. I think as well, the animation's very. Works with him a lot.
Yeah, because he's so dynamic with his voice and he's up and down and his range all the time. And
they make Woody move like very like, I guess you can't say animated, can you? Because it is animated.
Yeah, he's ragdoll
physics.
Explosive
movement.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's all over the shop throwing his hands about and that with Tom Hanks screaming, going, "You are a toy."
Yeah. That's kind of funny.
You are a toy. You like my accent?
Yeah, that was...
You are a toy.
Wow. You're like a true cowboy.
You. Yeah, you. you're a toy.
But speaking of movement and stuff, like even like comparing it to Buzz, how short and sharp his is, everything clicks and it's like smooth and sharp.
I'd say all the voice actors are great, but it's also because...
I was talking about movement as well.
Yeah, I know. But like I'm just
saying, yeah, absolutely.
I'm just saying like they got a lot of proper like veteran voice actors in, whereas I think a lot of newer movies, it's good to have like, hey, look, we've got... Bloody Jared Leto voicing Peppa Pig for the animated Peppa Pig movie,
and I'm sure that will be very entertaining and totally bomb at the box office. But you know, it's just get a proper voice actor.
Yeah, I feel like this is at the time where voice actors were more like proper voice actors, not ones who do both live action and this. I feel like you have to do both a lot these days. Like,
yeah,
just if you are just strictly.
That's okay. Bump the mic. Don't worry, bro. They're pretty tough.
Sorry. If you are just strictly voice acting,
yeah,
like they, you don't get as much, I guess, praise.
Respect. I think gigs. Respect.
Gigs, you know,
yeah.
Compared to they did.
Well, they still do get a lot of gigs.
Not like.
But it's not the same. There was definitely a wave of animation back then. Like, you know, it was revolutionary. This stuff is crazy what Pixar did. And we have all the animated series like from Warner Brothers coming out. We have like Marvel TV shows and things and, you know, all this stuff just coming to a big animation renaissance. It was fantastic. And
what do you mean renaissance?
Like it was like another level.
Renaissance is like new beginning, isn't it? Like coming back.
Yeah, maybe I'm like getting my words mixed up here. It was like a new wave, I would say.
What was the old wave?
The old wave is like back, I don't know, back in the 70s or something, or way earlier.
Hasn't it just been one big wave just slowly building?
I guess it's kind of like a big culture bubble, but no, this is like a proper point of explosion with like the quality. I'm talking about the quality of animation. Like it's new, it's fresh.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's, yeah, obviously it's moving throughout time, but this point is like huge for the industry, and it's changed everything forever.
Yeah,
it really has. Like, man, credit to Pixar. They have really pulled through, I tell you.
I love to be Woody getting flung on the recliner at the start.
Oh, so fun.
That would look,
that recliner fucking spins, man.
And Andy what do you mean it spins?
Like it spins. How fast it spins.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, every time I see that I just go, shit, you're losing brain cells, child.
Maybe it was like Andy's dad, because he's I believe that he cheated on his wife, and he's like taking like one of like the screws out or something.
Yeah.
So he wants like his ex-wife to sit on it and just like fall off the chair and like, I don't know, pop a disc or something.
You're fucked.
I'm not fucked. It's the husband. It's not my idea. He's the one planning it, Scott. You think I'm here saying pop a disc, woman?
Okay, all right. Let's talk about the little references and things that we saw. Firstly, Pizza Planet. The Pizza Planet cameo obviously started here. It wasn't a cameo in this movie, but it carries on in every other Pixar movie. We see the car.
Iconic. Lotso Ball.
Lotso Ball. We had Dinoco at the fuel station as well.
Yep. The start of Dinoco. Wilhelm Scream.
Yeah, that was a good one as well. What about some iconic toys like the monkeys? Monkey in a barrel.
Monkey in a barrel. We saw the etch, Twister.
The etch thing.
It's not a toy, but...
It's an activity.
Yeah, but you saw it though.
Yeah, it's true.
The reference. The eight ball.
True, yeah.
So many
cool things.
You got anything else? You brought it up.
Yeah, I think I've...
No, I mean like of references.
No, I don't think...
Al's Toy Barn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Whenever you see Al's Toy Barn now... Al's Toy Barn.
Barn.
I said that incorrectly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Play School was referenced in this.
Mattel. Yes.
Bro, like, you bring up references and you had like
I give like two.
What are you doing, child? Hit me with another point.
Man, we got this thing and we got this thing.
Hit me with another point. I'm sick of this.
All right. I'm
sick of these shenanigans.
I love the opening scene. I know we've talked about a little bit about it, but just the whole movement of it with Randy Newman's music. It's Randy Newman, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the song called?
You got a friend in me.
Jeez, took you a while? Okay.
But just, wow, doesn't that make you feel a certain way?
Oh, yeah, it makes you feel... Well, I mean, it instantly recognizable with Toy Story, you know?
Yeah.
Randy Newman's voice, you just think, oh, yeah, you hear it, you'll be like... Oh,
it's Randy. It's my boy, Randy.
Oh, I mean, I'd say connect to Toy Story, you'd be like, oh, yeah, he's just attached himself to this franchise.
Well, he does. I would say this is an integral part of this movie. You know, honestly, it bumps the score up significantly.
Oh, yeah, like you had Strange Things.
Yeah, we were talking about that when Buzz fell off the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're just... And I think he did more of the score, too, that wasn't him singing, I assume. Because there's a... I don't know. There are moments when there wasn't, like, any singing and stuff at all, but and it sounded really, really good.
Mm.
It just... Oh, wow. It just really carries the movie, man.
And he can't spell school, though.
He can't spell school?
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, he can't spell school. He spelt it S-K-O-O-L. What are you doing? Fucking learn how to spell, idiot. Jesus, what do you call yourself? The owner of these toys?
Yeah.
I bet Woody could spell school.
Yeah.
He can't even spell school. What an idiot.
What a silly duffer. What an
idiot.
Mrs. Nesbitt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Buzz losing his mind. Years of Academy training wasted.
Pizza Planet was amazing.
Yeah.
I wish something like that was real. And yeah. I wish that the alien slushy thing was real, where an alien would vomit into your slushy cup.
It's pretty satisfying.
Yeah. Go on, you said you got lots of points.
The aliens, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just waves of nostalgia, dude. It just hits me so hard.
Yeah.
It's taken me back to childhood.
Mm.
And I could ramble on about this for hours on the same point and same point, but it's just... Wow.
Well,
I think.
The small present revealing itself to be a big present.
That was a good scene.
Golden moment.
Yeah.
Golden oh, yeah, the moment. Final chase as well.
Oh, yeah. We should totally talk about that. You know, the iconic moment of Buzz flying, but falling with style.
Yeah, that was pure. That was wholesome. I like that a lot.
That
stupid fucking dog.
The music in that part is so triumphant. And
did we talk about Strange Things?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Strange Things.
Did I sing it? Or did I sing that self-consciously?
Let's sing it again.
All right, you go, and then I'll harmonize in.
Strange Things. Yeah, you sound...
Keep going. No, keep going.
You
sound... One more time, yep.
Strange...
Vomit on his sweater already. Mom spaghetti. Boo, boo, ha. I said he's... Knees are weak, arms are heavy, vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti. Yo, what's up? My name is Woody. Yeah, that's right, I got a big Woody. Buzz, come here, lick my light ear.
Okay.
Come on.
That was a good freestyle.
Let's get a little slinky, girl.
Oh no.
Come on, my ham, oh, Mr. No. Potato.
You're gonna get that snake out of your boot, bro. You're going wild.
Pull my string, I throw my snake into your boot. Yeah, mom's spaghetti. I'm done. But if
I think I'm done too.
You want me to hit you with a trivia?
Yeah, let's do it.
The animation team perfected the movement of the toy soldiers by nailing a pair of sneakers to a sheet of wood and trying to walk around on them.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah. So they walked like the soldiers.
Yeah. And then they just, like, recorded that and then copied the physics of it.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
I imagine if, like, someone's foot was still in there and they just, like, shoved a screw through the foot and it's full animation. They just got, like, the worst guy. They just got, like, oh, fucking Jerry. We fucking hate Jerry.
Yeah, let's put a screw through this guy's fucking foot.
Fucking intern Jerry, and we'll just screw his foot
he's
in.
He's screaming. He's on the floor. The whole, like, everyone is silent just staring at him and he's like, somebody do something.
You just go, this is a 90s workplace, motherfucker. With WHS no isn't as a sophisticated thing.
No, it doesn't even exist yet.
It probably existed. What are you on about?
I'm kidding.
I'm off it. When Woody is sitting on the bed talking to Slinky, there is a drawing of him on the wall behind them. This is actually an early sketch of the Woody character.
Oh.
And for those of you watching at home, we'll put the picture up now.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Ben. That was good.
And it's down. Yeah.
Yep.
Last point of trivia, some 3D effects were too complex or even impossible to calculate at the time of this film. So they used little subtle tricks. So the explosion was done off screen for the combat car.
I like that, yeah.
Hair dynamics were super hard, so that's why everybody has short hair.
Yeah, everyone has like little bobs and fringes.
And buzz cuts and stuff.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
And they couldn't figure out how to do water droplets, so when Woody shoves his head in the cereal... no milk splashes out.
Yeah.
It's only two Fruit Loops.
Like a deep cup because his head's so long, so it probably, the splash doesn't even reach the side anyways.
But when he flicks his head back up.
Oh, yeah, you'd see drops.
Yeah, and he doesn't have any milk flowing down his body.
Yeah.
He's just like looped up. Do you want to hear some letterbox reviews?
Yeah, hit us with some bloody letterboxes, I reckon.
I've got three. I know we don't usually go three trivia, three thing. But
no, I think we need three.
It's a special occasion.
It is.
Former movie enjoyer says, the most relatable part of this movie is when Buzz becomes self-aware, has an existential crisis, and sinks into depression. 4 stars.
Yeah. Wow, yep. That was fucking good.
Yeah.
Hit the nail on the head there with that letterbox review, whoever you are. What's their name?
Former movie enjoyer.
I think you should enjoy movies again because you obviously have some good ideas.
Yeah. Be depressed.
Maybe they're so depressed they can't enjoy movies anymore.
Oh, true. I guess that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
So is Buzz. 24 years later, Toy Story still remains one of the best and cleverly written animated films of all time.
Yeah.
Only an uncultured swine would tell otherwise. Yeah. 5 stars by Cyaran.
Wow. Yet again, hitting the nail on the head. I have the utmost respect for that Letterboxd review.
Yeah. And their name?
Yeah. Cyaran.
You read it.
What is it?
You read
it. Wait, hold it still, you bastard.
That one, middle one.
Hang on.
It's that one, middle one.
Cyaran.
Okay,
you got that right. I think. We're probably butchering that. Very sorry.
And the last one is by Mr. Blobby 123.
Oh, Mr. Blobby. You are a good friend.
Mr. Blobby 123 says... Annie's mum is kind of sexy, not going to lie. I want to shove her Jesse toy up my ass. P.S. Redhead person I like, and I love the scene where Woody goes, I'm going to bum you, mate. I also did get a 3 a.m. challenge with Andy's mum, and it doesn't have sex at 3 a.m. gone wrong. She got pregnant. 0.5 star. Mr. Blobby, 123, best review I've ever read.
I'm in stitches, man. My whole abdomen is in pain. Oh, what the hell? What the fuck? It's ruining childhood movies. That's fucked.
I think it's amazing.
Wow, that was an emotional ride.
That was an emotional ride.
I think
it's time for your score, Scott.
It's really hard to critique this movie, and yet I just don't have any critiques at all. I really enjoy watching this being older. It makes me feel bittersweet because, as I said, it makes me miss being a kid, and that's the best feeling about this. Like, it makes me appreciate what we had.
Mm-hmm.
I know us two, we were very lucky, and some people aren't so lucky, but... You know, if you have that opportunity when you're younger, you appreciate that. And that's why I'm giving this my first 10 out of 10 nugs.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Also would have been on the same page, except I have one big problem. When Woody goes to light the match.
Yeah.
And then the car drives past and the match goes out. Perfect. Movie should have ended there. 9.5 nugs.
Respect.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
now.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.